18, discussion of possible action on Georgetown operations contract.
Mr. Chairman, this is a an action item to discuss the potential for the GM CEO to negotiate and execute a contract for operations of wastewater treatment plants for the city of Georgetown. 12 to 15 years ago, the city of Georgetown started using operation contracts for both their water and wastewater. And then about 6 years ago, the city council became concerned that these type of contracts for the long-term extent didn't quite motivate operators to sharpen their financial pencil, so to speak. So they went out for a proposal for bids for both their water and their wastewater systems. The Brazos River Authority competed for both, and we were awarded operations of the wastewater facilities. Our contract expires this October, so we've been there for about 4.5 years. And we're interested in pursuing that again. Now, our motive for being in this business, especially in Williamson County, and many of you remember the tour that you took, and you saw all the different facilities, and some we operate, and some we own and operate. But our motivation here is that these five blue dots here at the bottom are directly upstream of the East Williamson County water facility that you saw on the financial perspective. And that's been a very large investment for the Brazos River Authority, and Lake Granger is a significant water resource. So while we do make a positive return on our investment in these wastewater operations in Georgetown, our number one motivation is source water protection for Williamson County. A little bit about the process that will happen. In the very near future, the city of Georgetown will go public with a request for proposal. The BRA will be in a very competitive bid process with the private industry. There will be the Ecos of the world, OMI, and others that will come in and put on their game face to try to compete with the BRA for this process. I anticipate that sometime in March we will have to use all of our resources to put together a proposal to present to the city, and then we'll find ourselves early in April before a subcommittee of the city council being interviewed, should we make the final cut. So that's kind of the process. Before I take any questions, I do kind of want to just discuss two real quick sidebars. First of all, kind of the message that we've put on the street over the last couple of years is that we're in this for source water protection. And if a city or an entity is looking for an operator that's willing to cut corners and willing to do cheapest operations just to save money, the BRA is probably not your operator. Our focus is water quality, and we will not compromise our operations to save a customer any money. Also, one thing that you'll hear about if we go forth with this process is that there will be tremendous competition, and there will be very aggressive behind-the-scenes political game playing, if you will, and the private industry does that very well. So the city will, if they do like they did last year, they'll set forth rules that you're not supposed to have any contact with their city council or elected official, and we will abide by that. But that will be something that the private industry will be very active in. Are there any questions about the process or the Georgetown operations or that I can answer?
Water quality monitoring downstream from where this plant is. Do we have a station there or somewhere close?
We do have various stations throughout the watershed. I don't know of any direct locations at this point. I'd have to get those for you, Ms. Johnson.
Even for the question is, should we not get that operations continue to operate well, and someone else gets that, how are we going to protect our folks?
Well, that would have to be through water quality monitoring and making sure that the permitting process continues to protect those water quality parameters. That's thank you, John. We do. We have implemented a Lake Granger watershed protection program to look out for source water protection of that reservoir. Thanks, John.
How long is this contract going to be for, David?
Mr. Pena, I would speculate that this will be another 5-year term. When we executed these contracts, the city council made it very clear that they wanted to proceed with 5-year intervals. They wanted this brought back to them every 5 years. If there are no more questions, I'll read the resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute contracts with the City of Georgetown for operations of the water and our wastewater treatment facilities.
So moved. Moved by Mr. Moore, seconded by Mr. Christensen. Hold the board, please. Touche.
Director Pena?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Patton?
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you.